Today's daf is from Netzir Daf Tzadi Beis. We left off in Daf Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis. We just read the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah was discussing the halacha that if you were hired to work, even though a worker who's working in somebody else's field is entitled by the Torah to eat some of the food, to eat some of the produce from the field, nevertheless, if you're hired to work with one type of produce, you're not allowed to eat another type of produce, right? If hayaosa b'teinim lo yochel ba'anovim, and vice versa. So the Gemara says, Yibayilahu, what about the following case? Osa b'gefen zeh, ma'u sheyochel b'gefen acher. What if I'm working on one vine, and I want to eat from another vine, from a different vine that I'm not working on? So is that permissible? Do we assume, mi min sha'at anosin l'kelev shabal abayis b'inan, v'ha'ika, that you're allowed to eat from the same min that you're working for the balabais for, and that you're putting into the kalim of the balabais, and in this case, you are eating from the same min that you're putting into the kalim of the balabais, because after all, you're working on grapes, and you're putting, and you're eating grapes. Odilma mimasha atanos in the kalim shel balabais bein an valecha. Or maybe no, maybe it's that you have that you are only entitled to eat from exactly what you are putting into the kelim of the balabais, and you are not eating from exactly what you are putting into the kelim of the balabais when you're eating from a different vine. Maybe it actually has to be from the same vine. So the Gemara raises this as a question. The Gemara is going to bring five proofs, to try to answer this question. Now, the first one, the Gemara doesn't say in the form of a proof. The Gemara says it more as a, what kind of question is this? As if it's asking on the question, but obviously when you ask on the question, you obviously are trying to prove that one side of the question doesn't make sense, and the other side is the side that's correct. So we'll call it the first proof. Vimtim tzulomar osa b'gefen zel lo yochel b'gefen acher. If you're going to say that when I'm working on one vine, I'm not allowed to eat from another vine, then how does a shor ever eat from that which is mechubar lekarka? Meaning, whatever the shor, as Rashi points out, why would we ask this question? Pshita da ochel, it's obvious that you're allowed to have from a different vine. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense that a shor is ever allowed to eat from that which is mechubar lekarka. Why not? So explains Rashi. Hare melecha shor b'mechubar. When a shor is eating from mechubar, it can't be that it's eating from the same gefen that it's currently working on. The shor is pulling a wagon, and the workers by the shor are working on the vine that's next to the wagon, which is way behind the shor. What's the shor eating from? What's by its mouth? So there's no way it's the same vine that's behind the wagon that it's being worked on that the shor is eating from, well, that's by all the way in the front by its mouth. So it wouldn't make any sense if you're not allowed to eat from a different vine than the one you're working on, then the shor would never be able to eat b'mechubar. So that's a raya that you are allowed to eat from a different vine than you're working on. And says the Gemara, it's not a raya at all. Amrav Chishbred Ravidi B'sharcha. No, maybe it's an exceptionally long vine. Rash says Zmura Arucha Ma'od Magas Al Lefnei Hashor, and it reaches from all the way by the back of the wagon all the way to the mouth of the shor. Okay, so raya number one rejected. Raya number two. If a person is eating, he's working on figs, he's not allowed to eat from the grapes. But it sounds like if it were figs, and it were a similar case to figs and grapes, but except the only difference being that it were all figs, sounds like he would be able to eat. What's the only example we could think of where it's like figs and grapes, but it's really figs and figs? Must be a case where it's two different fig trees, where you're working on one fig tree and you're eating from the other, and apparently that's mutter. Some Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi b'modvus. He says, no, that's not the case. The case is where you have one vine hanging over the other. What does that mean? So again, we look at Rashi. Am Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi li'olam travayu bi'inan mimin umima. Really, you need to eat only from exactly what you are working on. You cannot take from a different vine than the vine you're working on, or a different tree than the tree you're working on. V'haydi itzruch Misni Te'enim Va'anavim, and that which it had to specifically say in our Mishnah, if you're working on Te'enim, don't eat from Anavim, V'diyakta Te'enim V'Te'enim Ochel, and we're able to be Medayik from there. Oh, but if you're working on Te'enim, you're allowed to eat from other Te'enim. But wait a second, how does that make any sense? We just said, if you're working on Te'enim, you're not allowed to eat from another fig tree. No, B'Te'ena Mudelis Ala Gefen O'Gefen Mudla Al Te'ena. The case is where you have figs hanging over the vine or vines hanging over the fig tree. And it's coming to teach me that if I'm even in that situation when I'm working on the figs, don't eat from the grapes. Even though I'm involved in both of them, because if I'm working on the grapes, I'm going to have to lift up the branches from the fig tree to untangle it from the grapes in order to be able to get the grapes. So I'm actually osek in both of them, even though I'm only hired to work on one of them. Who? But still, it's not the same min that I'm putting in the basket, because I'm only hired to work on the grapes, so I'm only putting the grapes in the basket. But I'm osek in the figs as well. So that's what it's coming to teach me, that if you had two fig trees tangled with each other, kigon hamudalos al chaverta, in that situation, you don't have to cheshbon out which one, which of the fig trees you're taking your te'enim off of. Because then it's considered both the min sha'ata that you're giving into the balabais and exactly what you are nosing the balabais, because if the two trees are so tangled together, you're osek in both of them, and therefore in that case you're allowed to have from another fig tree, even though it's not the fig tree you're hired to pluck off of. But in a typical case where there are two fig trees next to each other, you're not allowed to take from the one that you are not working on. Okay, so that raya is rejected. Raya number three, Tashima. Aval monea satzma chamegila makom yafus v'yochel. The Mishnah said you can wait till you get to the best part of the field where it's the nicest produce and eat there. V'yamr also v'gefen zeochel v'gefen acher nezav v'nezav v'nechel. Wait a second, if I'm allowed to take fruit from a different tree than I'm working on right now, why do I have to wait till I get there? Why don't I just go there, take the best fruit, and come back and continue to work? What's the problem? I'm allowed to take from a different tree than the one I'm working on. So says Marno, Hasam Ishum Bitl Malacha, Lo Kami Bailan, Ki Kami Bailan, Hechadika Ishto Bana Mai. Meaning over there, the issue is going to be, if I'm going to stop what I'm doing over here, run over there to the better tree and take the best fruit, and then come back, well, that will cost me time on the job. I'm being paid by the hour, and that took a few minutes to go back and forth. So that's not an issue. That you can't do. But if I have my wife and my children with me and they can go fetch it for me, so that's what our shayla is, right? That's what we're dealing with. Tashma, fourth raya. V'kulam lo amra l'bishas malacha. Avul b'nei hashev avedu l'baylim. Amra polim ochlam v'alichasim yom l'uman v'chazrasim n'agas. Right, we said that all this is only, you're only allowed to eat when you're doing the work. When you're not actively working, you're not allowed to eat. But nevertheless, the Mishnah pointed out that because of Hashiv Aveda Labailim, the Rabbanan allowed that even when you're walking from one row to the next, you're allowed to continue to eat, and when you're coming back from the gas, you're allowed to eat during that downtime in your work day. So Savru Mahalik HaSamay Sadami, we're assuming that when you are walking, that's considered that you're still working. Umishum Hashiv Aveda Labailim Udachil. And why am I allowed to eat at that time? Only because of a special takaran drabanan, but midoraisa loachil, the Torah would not have allowed me to eat at that time. Why not? So Pashpashat in the Mishnah, you might have said, well, why not? Because you're not working at that time. That's why the Torah wouldn't have allowed it. The Gemara is saying, no, we're assuming that that's called work. When you're walking from one road to the other, when you're walking back from the gas, we're assuming that's called work. Well, if I'm working, why can't I eat? So why not? Alma osu b'gefen zeh, ino ochel b'gefen acher. It's because wherever I'm eating from is not the gefen that I'm working on right now. Because there is no gefen that I'm working on right now. I'm walking from one place to the other. So there is nothing that I'm working on right now. So whatever I'm going to eat is going to be a different gefen. So don't you see that ochel b'gefen zeh, ino ochel b'gefen acher? Araya says Marlo, liolo mei melech osu b'gefen zeh, ochel b'gefen acher. No, really, the halach is if you're working on one vine, you're allowed to eat from another vine. Why am I on a daraisa level not allowed to eat when I'm walking from one road to the other? Exactly what we would have thought at the beginning. Because when you're walking from one place to the other, it's not called that you're working. And on a daraisa level, you're only allowed to eat while you are working. But it could be that if you're working on one vine, you can eat from another vine, as long as it's while you are working. Walking isn't called working. Raya number five, another way of understanding this is that we work with the assumption at the beginning, like we said, that walking is not considered doing work. So why is it that midaraisa you're not allowed to eat when you're walking from one place to the other, mishum dalav klosa maisa, because you're not working at that time. But the implication is, ha'osa maisa, ach midaraisa. Had we considered walking a maisa, had we considered it that you're working when you're walking, then we would say that you would be allowed to eat midaraisa. So you see from that implication, alma osa begefenza, ochel begefenacher, that if you're working on one vine, you're allowed to eat from another vine. Because the implication is, if we were to consider walking to be working, you would be allowed to eat while you're walking. But which vine are you working on right now? None. So you see that even though you're working on one thing, you're allowed to eat from something else. Says Gemara, that's not a raya either, because it could be that really if you're working on one vine, you're not allowed to eat from another one. And the explanation of the Mishnah of why it is that mida oraisa, you're not allowed to eat while you're walking, is because walking is considered working. So the last two rayas, we just switch around the Havamin and the Maskana in terms of how we understand how the Torah views walking from one road to the other. Okay, then the Mishnah concluded with an unusual phrase, ubechamor kishi parakas. Right, it said that, and the donkey when it is unloading. So kishi parakas mechanachlo. What does that mean? When it's unloading, where is it eating from? Meaning, how could it be allowed to eat? It's done. It's not working anymore. So ema achete parakas. No, what we mean to say is that up until the point where it unloads, it's still allowed to eat. Tanina lahad, the Tan Rabbanan, Chamor v'Gamal ochlim mimasri shal gabein. A Chamor and a Gamal are allowed to eat from the bundle that's on its back. Ubelvach lo yitul biyado v'yachilim, as long as you don't take with your hand and stuff it in their mouth. Rabbi Yonason points out, because if you take it with your hands and stuff it in their mouth, they can eat much more. So they're entitled to eat a certain amount, but not that much. The Rishonim are all bothered by Akash over here. Why is it that by a Poel we say that he's allowed? There's a Takana de Rabbanan. For Takanas Chacham, he's allowed to walk even when he's Chozer and Agas. He's allowed to walk when he goes from one place, when he's walking from one road to the other. But by the Behema, there's no such din. There's no such din by Behema. Behema, up until the Shas Prika can eat, at the Shas Prika and after cannot eat, period. There's no special din that right at the Shas Prika, let him eat a little bit. There's no such Takana for Behema, only for a human worker. So the Ran is mitaritz that it's dafka by a poel that eats at those times because of a takana, because we don't want him to be mevatel from the melach of the balabayas while he's working. So we tell him, you know what, eat during the downtime in your day, and then hopefully if he eats during the downtime, he's going to be embarrassed to eat again while he's actually working. But by a behema, the behema is not going to be embarrassed to do anything. You give the behemoth to eat when it's during its downtime in the work. It will eat during its downtime. It will eat during its uptime. It will eat all the time. But so the purpose of the takana, it serves no purpose. I mean, the whole purpose of the takana was to give the employer more chance to have the worker work hard for him and be focused in his job. And the way to do that was to make sure that if you feed him during his downtime, he'll be able to really focus on his work during the time that he's working. But the behemoth's not going to work. It's not going to help any to make such a takana. That's how the Ran is mitaritz. The Rif is mitaritz that by behemoth, it's not shaykh to be misakein, that it will eat afilu shalom b'zman melacha, because there is no bitul melacha while the behemoth is working. The behemoth is able to work just as well while it's eating as it does, you know, it's stomping on something with its feet or it's walking. It could do that just as well while it's working. It could work just as well while it's eating as while it's not eating, as opposed to by poel and by human beings, that human beings are, you know, they like to sit and eat and, you know, eat like a mensch or whatever, and it's not so easy for a human being to work so well while he's working. A human being is supposed to eat like a mensch, is expected to eat differently than a behemoth eats, even though it's hard to tell sometimes. We're expected to eat differently than a behemoth eats. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ochel pol kisho safilu bedinar, hosevis safilu bedinar. A person is allowed to eat from the stuff, from the produce that he's working on, even if it's a dinar worth of produce, even if it's a lot, meaning, which means even if it's worth a lot of money. Rabbi Elazar Chasma Omer Lo Yachol Poel Yosher Al Schara. No, Rabbi Elazar Chasma says a poel is not allowed to eat more than his wages, more than he's supposed to be making. The Chacham Matirin, the Chacham say, yes, he is. He's allowed to eat whatever he finds. He can continue to eat while he's working. But we advise people that it's really not such a good idea to do that, because if you're going to be a Ravtan, you're going to be gluttonous and you're going to eat and eat and eat. No one's going to want to hire you. They're going to know that you hire this guy, he eats your whole field instead of working on your field, and then you're never going to be able to find a job. So it's an Eitzah Tova that the Chachamim teach you that it's a better idea not to eat too much while you're working. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second. It seemed that there were three shittos in the Mishnah. We started with Tanakama saying you're allowed to eat even a dinar, which sounds like a lot. Then Rabbi Elazar Chasma says, no, the maximum is Kedei Scharo, you can't eat more than Kedei Scharo. And then you have the Chachamim that say, yes, you can eat more than Kedei Scharo. What's the difference between the Tanakam and the Chachamim? They both seem to be saying that you're allowed to eat a lot. Rabbi Elazar Chasma, we understand, is different. He's saying that you're not allowed to eat so much. So Chachamim, Hainu Tanakama. Aren't the Chachamim and Tanakama saying the exact same thing? So the Gemara is going to suggest three possible nafkaminas between, three possible points of dispute between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. So possibility number one, Ika binayu avul malamdin. The nafkamina between them is, do we advise a person not to eat too much? The Tanakama lesle malamdin. According to the Tanakama, we never give advice. He's allowed to eat whatever he wants, and we just leave it at that. The Rabbanan isle malamdin. And the Rabbanan say, no, he's allowed to eat whatever he wants, but still, it's our duty, our responsibility, to advise him not to do that, because it's a really bad idea for himself to do that. Now, what's the Havamina? Why would the Tanakama say that not to be malamid, not to give the guy good advice? Look, the guy wants to eat, and he's going to really eat himself out of a job. So why don't we? What's wrong with advising him? So it could be that what's wrong with advising him is who we talking about is not allowed to advise him. It could be that we're talking about the Balabais is not allowed to advise him, and the Balabais is not allowed to muzzle him. So it's like the Balabais is muzzling him when he's advising him to eat very little. That's what the Ritva initially suggests, but he says it can't be that that's the pshat, because the halacha is that you are allowed to muzzle the poel, meaning the Gemara says chasimas poel is muteras. So what's the real pshat? Why is it that what would be the pshat that you're not allowed to advise him? So he says, the Ritva says it must be that they're not really arguing whether you're allowed to advise him or not. It's just we're trying to find out what the chachamim are adding that the Tanakhama did not already say. Meaning, it could, of course, the Tanakhama would agree it's a good idea to advise him not to eat too much, says the Ritva. It's just that the Tanakhama never said that. He would agree to it, he just never said it. He was discussing halachically what the guy's entitled to. What the Chachamim added to the Mishnah is the Chachamim added that Ha'ara. They said, you know, it's a good idea to really advise him. Not that they're arguing. No one's arguing over here in Tanakam. Tanakam and the Chachamim agree. Rabbi Elazar Chasma is a different sheet, but Tanakam and the Chachamim agree. But it's just that the Chiddush of the Chachamim is this idea that Malamdin. Of course the Tanakama would agree to it. That's how the Ritva understands. Rabbi Yehonasan says, no. Tanakama says, Ein Malamdo. Even as an Eitzah, you're not allowed to teach him, because you shouldn't be Oker, that which were Mitztav in the Torah, to give a poel what to eat. And if you're going to advise him not to eat, then you're going against what it says in the Torah. Because in the Torah it says that a poel is allowed to eat. Very similar to the Taz that we've pointed out on dozens of occasions about not going in the Rabbanah, not making a Takana against that which is explicit in the Torah. So Rabbi Yonason says that's the sheet of the Tanakhama over here. That if the Torah says that he's allowed to eat, so we're not allowed to advise against what it says explicitly in the Torah. And that's that. So that's how Rabbi Yonason says that a Taka is a machlokas between Tanakhama and the Chamim. Okay, so that's one possible point of dispute between Tanakhama and the Chamim. Iba Yisema, possibility number two, Ikbedei Ravasi, they argue about Ravasi. Dam Ravasi, afil lo sakra livtsar eshkalechad ochlo. Ravasi held that even if you're only hired to cut down one cluster of grapes from the vine, you're allowed to eat that cluster. I mean, you're hired to take one apple off the tree, you can eat that apple. Balabais is going to say, where's the apple that you were supposed to pick for me? You could say, I ate it. No problem. You're allowed to do that. So what's the machlokas Tanakama and Chachamim? Who comes down on which side? So if you look at Rashi, Tanakama isle de Ravasi, v'hachikamer. Tanakama would hold like Ravasi, and this is what he's saying. Hoel ochel kisho shehi levada ve'enod afilu hishava dinar va'as, right, that a poel is allowed to eat the kishos even when that's all he's working on, and even if it's worth a dinar. And va'as reb lazer lemeimer bein shehi levada bein shesachula lechavro seha im shavi yosal schor lo yachlena. And reb lazer chasma says what we always thought he said, which is you can never take more than the value of what your wages are. Va'as rabbanim basrei lemeimer, and then the rabbanim basrei disagree with the Tanakhama, and they say Yosal Scharu Mutru Lechel Im Schir Yomhu Aval Sachru LaHakishos LeVada Lesu Dravasi. That night, when are you allowed to take more than your wages? If you're hired for the whole day. But if you were hired to do one thing, to take one item off the tree, then you can't eat that item. That you're not allowed to do. So that's the Machlokes Tanakama, and the Tanakama would hold like Ravasi, that even if you were hired to only take one thing, you're allowed to eat that one thing. And the Chum say, no, that's a little too much. If you're hired for the whole day, you could eat more than your wages. But if you're hired to just take one thing, you can't eat that one thing. That's one statement of Ravasi. Once we mentioned Ravasi, we mentioned another statement of Ravasi. Ravasi also says that even if you only took so far, you only took one thing off the tree, you're allowed to eat the first thing you take off the tree. Now this, in the second statement of Ravasi, we're saying, you're going to take 100 things off the tree. The chiddush is, you're allowed to eat the first that you take off the tree. The previous statement of Ravasi was, you only hired to take one, and you eat it. So what's the chiddush of the second one over the first one? Right? Isn't it obvious that if I'm allowed to eat the only one that I'm picking off the tree, of course I'm allowed to eat the first of many that I'm picking off the tree. I'm going to give the Baal HaBayis the other 99. I'm just eating the first one. What's the chiddush? Utzricha. Had we only been told the first din that I'm allowed to eat the only one, because there's nothing else to put into the kelim of the balabais. But when there is what to put into the kelim of the balabais, I might have thought that if there's going to be what to put into the kelim of the balabais, I got to take care of the balabais first. If there's not going to be anything to put into the kelim of the balabais, okay, so there's not going to be anything. I can't take care of the balabais first because there's nothing for the balabais. It's all for me. But if there is something to put into the kelim of the balabais, I would think to take care of him first. V'yashmin baha de'afshal l'kumi l'besof. And if it only would have told me the second din that I'm allowed to eat the first of many, I would say, yeah, I'm allowed to eat the first of many because at least in the end, the balabais will have something. But I would think that if I eat the first, and that's going to be the only one, and then I'm not going to leave the Baal HaBayis with anything, so I might think that's no good. Tzricha, that's why he needs to tell me both of these dinim. That's why Ravasi needs to tell me both of these dinim. What's interesting is that in the Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Rif, leave out Ravasi entirely. Of Sachu Lashkal Echad, that you're allowed to eat it. And it seems that no one argues with Ravasi. Ravasi says it's din. We don't find an Amora that disagrees with Ravasi, but the Rambam and the Rif both leave it out. And the Ritva wonders, why do they leave it out if, after all, we don't find any Amora that disagrees? And the Ritva says he's Miyashi B'dochak, that once the Gemara says that Ravasi is the subject of the Machlokas between the Tanakam and the Chachamim, even though Rav Asi himself meant to go l'kuli alma, he never thought he was going. Like, he was subject to a machlokas. So, but since the Gemara says that it's subject to machlokas, so we see that the Allah is not like him, because his statement was subject to machlokas, and we pass him like the other side, like the side that goes against Rav Asi. So that's how the Ritva is mitari. It's why the Rambam and the Rif leave out Rav Asi's din. The Ibayisema, a third possibility of what the Chum and Tanakam are arguing about, Ikabinayat the Rav. They argue about Rav's din. Dam Rav, Matsasi Megillah Starim by Rabbi Chia. Rav says, I found a Megillah Starim by Rabbi Chia. What in the world is a Megillah Starim? Rashi says, Megillah Tmuna, Levisha Asu Lichtav Halachos, Ksher Shomea Dvar Chidush, Vyore Lishocho, Haikoso Master Minayin. Before they were allowed to write down Torah Shval Peh, so what did they do if they were afraid they were going to forget something? So Rashi says, I'll tell you a secret. They wrote it down. And then they hid it somewhere, they put it away somewhere, they wouldn't actually learn from it, but if they ever forgot it, they would be able to pull it out and see what it says. But that was the minhag. They wouldn't actually write down to learn, meaning you weren't allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh in the sense that you have printed Gemaras that they'd be able to learn from, but if they were afraid they wouldn't forget something, they would write a quick note, put it away somewhere, be sosu min ha'ayin, where people won't see it and where they won't see it, And if it ever comes to it that they forget, they'll be able to pull it out and see what they forgot. So he says, I found an old Megillah Starim by Rabbi Chiya, the Kasuba Isi ben Yuda Omer. And it says over there that Isi ben Yuda says, Kisava Bekerim Reacha, Bevias Kaladim Akasim Medaber. That when it says, Kisava Bekerim Reacha, that you're allowed to go into your friend's vineyard and eat from it while you're working, it's Lavdach while you're working, anyone's allowed to go in and eat from the vineyard. And Rav says, that's ridiculous. How are you supposed to, anyone's allowed to just walk into your vineyard and start taking things? So Ramavashi, I'm recently shmaita kamed Rav Kahana. So I said this to Rav Kahana, Va'amrli, and Rav Kahana explained, no, but it didn't mean that anyone's just allowed to waltz into your vineyard and start eating. Dilma ba'osim b'su'udasim da'avdu va'achlu. No, the case is, the people are going to work for their meal money. Meaning, you didn't hire them to work, but they're going to choose to work. They're allowed to walk into your vineyard and start working so that they can get some food. So Ramli afilu haki, and he said, still that's no good, because nikle linish logar aguri v'nitfe lepardise v'rosi kuliyam levachle. A person would rather hire workers that he knows he's comfortable with hiring and have them eat, because these are his guys that he's hired, than just have anyone walk in and start working in his field and eating up his entire field. But bottom line is that this is the third possible source of dispute between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. How so? So again, Rashi, Tanakama less, this is Machlokas Rishonim, which way it goes, who holds what? Rashi says, Tanakama lesle di isi da ochel poel katani. Tanakama do not agree with isi, because Tanakama has a law shown that who's allowed to eat? The poel is allowed to eat. The hired worker is allowed to eat. No one else is allowed to come in and eat. Rabbanan basrai islu di isi, and the Rabbanan, the Chachamim, agree with isi. Vach kamar Chachamim, vach kamar, and this is what the Mishnah means. The Chachamim atirin lechol yosral skaro talav sachinami achil. Why, according to the Chachamim, are you allowed to eat more than you were hired for? Because even if you weren't hired at all, you're allowed to eat. Even if you never had any agreement whatsoever to work for this guy, you're allowed to eat. So you see the Chachamim hold that anyone's allowed to walk in and start working and eating. Tanakama disagrees. Tanakama says it's dafka poel. So that's how the machlokas goes. If you'll notice the Aleph by the Hagos Hagro over here, he says that the Rosh is mefarish lehepech. That the Rosh is mefarish, that the machlokas Tanakam and the Chachamim is actually in the reverse. And in fact, if you were to look in the Rosh, in Simon Yud Beis, the Rosh writes, V'nir lefarish to Tanakama islei hach de isi. The Tanakama holds like isi. De kihechi, de shari lechel yosral skaro, achanami make lamatir lechel osin besudasan. Just like you're allowed to eat more than you were hired for, so you're allowed to go and work and eat your meals and work for your meal. Upoel mashma kol misharot zilifal afil besudaso. I, what about the word poel? Rashi said the word poel implies that it's only the hired worker is allowed to eat. Rashi says, no, poel means whoever's willing to work. So anyone who's going in and willing to work, he becomes a poel, so he's allowed to eat. That's what the Tanakama holds. But the Chachamim matirin sheyochal poel yosral scharo, avolim einu notel schar, lo yochal, t'las landi isi. What do the Chachamim say? You're allowed to eat yosral scharo, more than your agreed upon wages, implying what? That you have some sort of agreed upon wage. But if you just walked in there to start working so that you can eat a meal, you have no agreed upon wage. Then you're not allowed to eat. So it's the Chachamim who disagree with Isi. The exact reverse of the way Rashi has it. That's the Machlokas Rishonim. Says the Gemara Vayter. So the Gemara right now is going to raise a question, and the Gemara is going to try to prove the answer to this question from 9 different sources. That's the rest of this daf, is 9 different rayas to try to prove the answer to this question. I'm not saying that as an expression, it's literally 9. Ibayilhu, poel mishalohu ochel o mishal shamayim ochel. When a poel eats, is when he's entitled to the fruit, does that mean that it becomes his? Or that it's Mishal Shamayim Hu Ochel. That the Ribbono Shalom is giving it to him, but it's not his. That the Ribbono Shalom allows him to eat it, but it's not his. It's very similar to the issue of Maaser Sheni that we recently had. Whether it's Mamon Hedyot or Mamon Gavoa. Is it mine? It's just that I'm restricted to only eating Yerushalayim. Or that it's the Ribbono Shalom's. It's just that in Yerushalayim, the Ribbono Shalom is willing to share it with me. Right? So, Paul Mishal Ochel O Mishal Shamayim Hu Ochel. Which is it? Is the Paul eating from his own produce, or is it from Mishal Shamayim? Shidim Gvetza says that according to Rav Asi, there's no suffix, because Rav Asi says afilu eshkol echad ochlo, that even if you're only working on one eshkol, you're allowed to eat it, so it has to be Mishal Shamayim, because you're not working for the Baal HaBayis at all. If you were hired to take one apple off the tree, and you eat that lone apple, so you didn't do anything for the Baal HaBayis. So it can't be mishalohu ochel that this is like part of your compensation. You're not working for anybody. So it would have to be mishal shemayim. That's the shidum gvetzes sa'ara. But if you assume not like Ravasi, so then we have this question: mishalohu ochel, mishal shemayim ochel. So it says Gemara first the main nafkamina. What nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Whether it's either way, you're allowed to eat it. So what difference does it make? So damar tnu lishdi abami. He says, you know what? I'm not hungry. Let my wife and children eat it. So if he's eating from his own, if it becomes his, so good, it's his. He could decide who gets it. If it's his, he could decide that it will go to his children. But if it's Mishal Shemayim that he eats, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not entitle his wife and children to eat it. It's a special matan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him, but he can't determine that it goes to somebody else. It's not his. So he's not the Bailam on it to determine that it goes to his wife and children. So, and in fact, if you look at Tosos, what's the svar of mishalohu ochel? That when I'm hired to do the job, it's as if it's part of my compensation package. This is one of the conditions of my employment. But if it's mishal shemayim, then it's not part of my compensation. Rather, because that the Torah only entitles me to that which I chew and eat myself. Ve'in lo koach litin, and I don't have the koach to give it to anybody else. You'll notice by the Os Beis over there, that Agos Agra points out that he thinks Tosos is in disagreement with Rashi. If you look at Rashi, Dibur Maskele Didei Zachi Le'Rachmana, says Rashi, B'tztaka, V'kolzman de lo matali yadei, lo zachi le'delei sfilishto vanav. That Rashi seems to say different than Tosos. Tosos seems to be assuming that if you hold that it's Mishal Shemayim U'Ochel, that when does it become, when are you entitled to it? When it's in your mouth. And prior to coming into your mouth, it's not yours at all, you can't do anything with it. Rashi seems to understand, no. When you're entitled to it, as soon as you take it in your hands. Once you have it in your hands, it seems, even if you hold Mishal Shemayim, you're allowed to give it to your children. You're just not allowed to make a tanai at the beginning of your employment that instead of you eating from it, your children are going to take it and eat it. Once you take it with your hands, according to Rashi, it sounds like it does become yours. The Kodesh Baruch allows you to take it with your hands, and then it becomes yours, and you're allowed to give it to your children. According to Tosos, no. You're only allowed to put it in your mouth. And if it doesn't go into your mouth, it's not yours. So that's enough community between Rashi and Tosos. But anyway, my, what's the din? Is it Mishal HaOchel or is it Mishal Shemayim? Raya number one out of the nine. Tashema, Ochel Paul Kishos Afilu Bediner, Kosevis Afilu Bediner. Our Mishnah says you're allowed to eat a lot of money worth of produce. Iyam Mishal HaOchel Ogre Bedanka Achel Bezuza. So if it's yours, what? Does that make any sense? That's part of the conditions of your employment, that you're hired for a penny and you're allowed to eat $100 worth. It doesn't make any sense. So says Gemara, well, think about it. Even if it's Mishal Shemayim Ochel, it still doesn't make any sense that you should be able to eat so much more. But what can you do? It's what the Torah says, that you're allowed to eat. If that's what the Torah says, it doesn't make a difference. Mishal Shemayim, Mishalom. Either way, no, it's the din of the Torah. It doesn't make so much sense to us. But that's not a raya one way or the other. So says Gemara, raya number two, Tashema. Reb Elazar Chasma Omer Lo Yochel Paul Yosal Schar V'Chum Matirin. Reb Elazar Chasma says you can't eat more than your wages, and the Chum say yes, you can. So my love, Hakam Ifgi, isn't this the Machlokes? Tamar Sav Mishloach. The Reb Elazar Chasma holds that it's part of the conditions of your employment, and therefore you're not. It's ridiculous to eat more than your wages. Umar Sav Mishal Shemayim Uachal. But the Chachamim who say that you're allowed to eat more than your wages hold that it's Mishal Shemayim Uachal, and therefore it's okay. It's not considered part of the conditions of your wages, and that's why it's somewhat logical that you're allowed to eat so much. Says Marlowe, maybe everyone would agree that it's one of the conditions of your employment and it's yours. It's not Mishal Shemayim. Vahacha b'kenafshach kamiflgi. Over here they're arguing how to darshan the word b'kenafshach. Marsav b'kenafshach b'davar shemoser nefesh olav. One holds that kenafshach means something that you would be moser nefesh for to go get. You're allowed to eat. Meaning to climb up to a very high place in the tree where it's dangerous or whatever, you're allowed to eat that. That kenafshach means just like by nafshach, if you were to muzzle yourself, you'd be pater. There's no issur to muzzle yourself. So to buy the pole, chasam to pater. There's no issur to muzzle the pole. Just had a darshan the kenafshach. Tashema, a third possible raya. Nazir shamar tnu. If a Nazir says, I want you, you know, I'm working on the vines in the vineyard, but I'm obviously not allowed to eat from the grapes because I'm a Nazir. So I'll tell you what, give the grapes that I'm entitled to my children, my wife and children. So the Bryce says, that's no good, you're not allowed to do that. But wait a second, if it becomes his, so why can't he give it to his children? What's the problem of him handing it off to his children? Answers the Gemara, no. No, but there's because we always try to discourage a Nazir from getting anywhere near grapes. A Nazir is not supposed to put himself in a situation of temptation where he's supposed to be anywhere near grapes. That's why we don't entitle him to give it to his wife and his children. But typically speaking, if a person is working on a field and is not interested in the food in the field, he's certainly allowed to give it to his wife and children instead. And maybe really mishalo ochel, maybe really it is considered part of the terms of his compensation. If you look at Tosfos, via mishalo ochel amayin shomelo frak Tosfos imtomer demay parich hakiven duhu en yochel echalav lekecholish en yochel itanam. Why is it so troubling that a nazir is not allowed to give to his wife and children? Why is it any different? Tosfos says than a chole who's unable to eat and also unable to give to his wife and children, where it's obvious that a chola is not allowed to give to his wife and children. There must be a gemara like that about the chola. I don't think we've seen it yet. I don't know. Tosfos assumes it's a davar pashut that by a chola he's not allowed to give to his wife and children. I don't know why Tosfos assumes that that's a davar pashut. Maybe, you know, I'm an amaretz. I don't know. Maybe it's in tomorrow's daf. But I'm just saying I don't recall seeing such a gemara yet. Anyway, says Tosfos, v'yishlomer delo dami lechola. This is different than a chola anyway. The chola in utav leperush alafan of a chola is not interested in the food that's in front of him. That's why the Torah is not mezakeh to him. Aval nazir detaav zachilek shar poel. But a nazir who wants to eat it, it's just that he knows he's not allowed to. So then, for him, maybe he's entitled to those fruits. They do become his. Frank tells us a different question. Wait a second. What's the alternative? That it's Mishal Shemayim Uochel, and that's why he's not allowed to give to his wife and children. Why would a dafka pick a nazir? No one's allowed to give to their wife and children if it's Mishal Shemayim Uochel. So, as Tosfos said before, only in your mouth, the worker's mouth. So why would a dafka take the case of a nazir? I was just picking a case. Who would it be normal to say, I want to give it to my wife and children instead of myself? It only makes sense that a nazir would say that. Most people would take it for themselves anyway. So the most common case of someone saying they'll give it to their wife and children happens to be a nazir. But there's no extra chiddush with the nazir. That's why it's interesting when the Rambam quotes the halacha by a nazir, the Rambam writes, even a nazir that says, according to the Gemara, it sounds, what do you mean, even a nazir? Especially a nazir. Ain't shaman la. Why dafka even a nazir? So that's what the achronim work on. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the lashon, the sma works on that shaila. We got to get moving here though. Tashma raya number four. Paul shamar tenul ishti yubana ain't shaman la. Paul says, give to my wife and children, we don't listen to him. V'yar mishlo, ochel mayin shaman lo. That's dafka the nafkamina between mishlo and mishal shamayin. So if it's mishlo, ochel, why would we not listen to him? So says Gemara, no, my poel nazir. When we say poel, we really mean nazir. Vatanya nazir, vatanya poel. No, we already have a brisa that says nazir. When the brisa means to say nazir, it says nazir. When the brisa means to say not nazir, it doesn't say nazir. So why, how could you say poel means nazir? Says Gemara, midi gabi adadi tanya. Wait, you think those brisas were taught simultaneously in the same base medrash? No, these brisas were taught in different places. So in one place they refer to it as Nazir, in another place they refer to the Nazir as a Poel. Tashma, fifth raya, minayin lepoel shomer tenul ishti yubanei shein shomer lo. How do I know that a Poel says, give the food to my children, we don't listen to him? Shnemer vel keli chalositein. Because it says vel keli chalositein. Chitema hakinami Nazir. And if you're going to say, no, that's also, it's only talking about a Nazir, and therefore it's not a raya. Yachim yishomel keli chalositein. But is the reason the Nazir is not allowed to give to his wife and children because of the pasuk vel keli chalositein? No. It's because the Nazir is trying to stay away from any grapes. That's why we really say it. So it says, yeah, we quote the pasuk by a poel because we're using a lashon of a poel, even though we really mean a Nazir. So we use the pasuk by a poel, but really it's all talking about a Nazir. Tashema raya number six. Hasokras a poel, litzos petenim, if you hire a worker to dry your figs for you, hareza ochel patr min meiser, you can eat from them and it's patr from meiser. If he says that part of my employment is that I should eat and my children, or my children should eat as my wages, so the worker himself could eat and it's going to be patur from meiser. But his child is going to eat and it's going to be chayav meiser. Yisrael. But if you say that it's part of his wages, but no, am I chayiv? Then why is his child going to be chayiv? Meaning, if that's called his wages, so just like when he himself eats as his wages, he's pater, right? The Torah says that you're pater from ma'aser, that you're allowed to go take it and eat it. So when you make it as part of your employment, that your children are allowed to eat, when you make such a condition that that's part of your wages, why should they be any more chayiv and ma'aser than you are? No, because once the children are eating from it, it looks like it's already a mekach. It looks like it's something that's been purchased, and that's koveya for a chayiv and ma'aser. So it's different when the children eat and when the worker himself eats. Tashema Raya number 7. You hire a guy to work on your netta ravai. So he should not eat from it. From lo odiyam, but if you didn't tell him that he's working on netta ravai, which you're not allowed to eat outside of Yerushalayim, so podu machilim, then you should redeem it for money and allow them to eat, and you'll just bring that money to Yerushalayim and treat the money with as netta ravai. V'yam mishal shemayim uochal, am I podu machilim? But if it's mishal shemayim uochal, why do you have to be podu machilim? Yisur lozachul rachmana, the worker simply doesn't have a right to that produce, because the Torah only allows him to eat that which is mutter. This is usher, so he simply doesn't have a right. Why do you have to worry about what he's eating and that he has to be entitled to eat, and therefore you need to be poda? No, he's not. This isn't a compensation for him. This is mishal shemayim, and the Torah simply doesn't give him this right. So asher mishum demechzi kamechel tas. No, because over there you never told the guy, so it's really not right. Maybe he only took this job because he thought he'd be able to eat while he's working, and you'd never told him. So because of that Kachtalos element, that's why you have to be pulled there. Raya number 8. Ema Seifin Esparsu Agulav and Esparskuch of Yosef Harei Lo Yochlu. That if, let's say, you had fig cakes, which are already Gemar Malachta, and already it's past the point where the worker would be allowed to eat from it, but then it falls apart and it needs to be pressed together again. So you hire a guy to press together your fig cakes. But the thing is, it already had a Gemar Malacha. Or barrels that spilled out of wine. So Harei Lo Yochlu, they can't eat from it. And if you didn't tell them, then you have to be master from it, and you have to feed them. Same right as before. If it's Mishal Shemayim, they're simply not entitled to it. What do you mean, Ma'asar Machilan? They're not entitled to this because it's Isser. So maybe you'll try to give the same answer we just gave before, that it looks like mechach taus because they never agreed to be hired. Well, bishlam nesparsu agulav mechzik mechach taus. Granted, if you tell the guy, I need you to make my fig cakes to put the figs back together, so then it looks like mechach taus because he doesn't know that they were already made into fig cakes once and it fell apart. As far as he knows, he never had a gemar malacha. El nesparsu chaviyosav my mechach taus ika made the other dit below the meiser. But when in the case where the barrel where wine came out of the barrel, what kind of mekach tells us that he knows that it's already become tevel for meiser. As soon as it goes into the pool where all the wine lands, it's already chayv and meiser. So he sees, he knows it's already past the point where it's chayv and meiser. So there's no mekach tells. So Rav Sheshesh and Spaskel Chavios of Labar. Now the case is that the Chavios broke and they broke right into the bar where it's koveh for meiser. I have a tan yain mishir the bar, but isn't even that already too late? Isn't it already chayv meiser once it's in the bar? So shouldn't the pole have realized that he's not entitled to it? No, Rabbi Akiva dar mishiyakfa. We're assuming like Rabbi Akiva that it only becomes chayv meiser when you skim off the top when it's in the bar. Damar le lo yavi yadino, because the worker could say, I didn't know that it was already skimmed. Why can't the employer tell the worker, well, maybe you should have thought of that. Maybe you should have thought of the fact that it was already skimmed, and therefore you're not entitled to it. No, because in that place, the guy who's the one who's hired to take it out of the bar is the one who skims it also. So he thought, if I'm being hired to take it out of the bar, it must not have been skimmed yet. Rabbi Kiva says, from the time that you first skim it when it's in the barrels, then you could say, then you can even say, if you can say like Rabbi Akiva, you can even say that we're not talking about a case where the barrels broke into the bar. Because he could say, I didn't know that it was skimmed from the barrels. Why can't he taina, the employer taina, you should have had such a hava, meaning maybe already the tops of the barrels were already skimmed. No, because again, we're assuming that in that place, the guy who does the work of putting it into the barrels, he's the one that's mashla, that skims it off the top of the barrels. He figured if I'm being hired for this job, it must have already not been nikva lemaisis. We did 8 out of the 9 rayas, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do raya number 9.